Is that liquor you just bought fake? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Neil Fitzgerald, professor of chemistry and associate dean of science at Marist College, explores why one spirit has caught the eye of bootleggers.
Baijiu might be the most popular spirit that you've never heard of. For over 17 billion liters produced each year, this traditional Chinese beverage is the best-selling liquor in the world. Bottles of Baijiu sell anywhere from $30 to $7,000, making it an attractive target of fraud. Criminal gangs have been discovered filling empty bottles of premium products with inferior beverages and reusing packaging. Recently, my colleague John Edwards at Process NMR Associates and I have been investigating some efforts to authenticate Baijiu samples. Baijiu is made by steaming a mixture of sorghum and other grains, adding a fermenting material, distilling the fermented product, and maturing the distillate in earthenware jars. Using quantitative nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy, John is able to detect and quantify a variety of chemicals in the liquid, including alcohols, esters, aldehydes, and organic acids. I have been using a portable gas chromatography mass spectrometry instrument to identify compounds responsible for the aromas. For example, Baijiu often contains several fruity-smelling esters that can be clearly detected by both methods. Using appropriate statistical methods, it is possible to classify Baijiu produced by different distilleries based on the chemical differences. If a sample of Baijiu doesn't follow these patterns, it could be fake. A difference between the measured alcohol content and the value stated on the label also raises suspicions. We looked at 30 Baijiu samples from different distilleries provided to us by Brewing and Distilling Analytical Services and were able to highlight a couple of suspect Baijiu samples based on chemical composition. Using modern analytical methods, the Baijiu fraudster's days might be numbered.
That was Neil Fitzgerald of Marist College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.